The leader of a doomsday cult linked to hundreds of deaths in eastern Kenya is due to appear in court. Paul McKenzie was denied bail last month and is facing charges including terrorism and kidnapping. The court is deciding whether to extend his pretrial detention. The scale of the crimes McKenzie is accused of is still emerging. In April, police, acting on a tip-off, started searching a forest near the coastal town of Malindi and began to uncover a number of mass graves. McKenzie later turned himself in to authorities. As leader of the Good News International Church, he is accused of ordering followers to starve themselves to death so they could go to heaven before the end of the world. 2 months on, bodies are still being discovered. More than 250 have been exhumed so far, 8 of them just on Tuesday. And hundreds of people are still missing. Malcolm Webb is in Nairobi. Malcolm, the pastor is due in court. Where are we in these legal proceedings?
The court is in the process of deciding whether or not it will grant the prosecution's request to detain McKenzie for a further 60 days while they continue with the investigation. The prosecution last week said they need this extra time to continue exhuming bodies, to identify the bodies that they've exhumed, and also to gather statements from the witnesses, from the survivors who were rescued from the cult's settlement in the Shakahola forest alive. Many of them still appear to be under the influence of McKenzie, and the prosecution says it's taking time to be able to gather statements or witnesses who would testify against him. Now, the defense has said that McKenzie should be either charged with a crime or released. That seems unlikely at this stage. The whole matter has become so embarrassing for the authorities and for the state. A release does indeed seem unlikely. And just yesterday, on Tuesday, at the burial site, the Internal Affairs Minister went there to launch the resumption of exhumations of bodies. He himself said that McKenzie will remain in jail until the prosecution have been able to put together a case. Now, we've just heard in the last few moments from the court that it's actually been adjourned until Friday because the lead prosecutor, is himself unwell.
Malcolm, outside the courtroom, how is this playing out? I just wonder how it's percolating through Kenyan society.
Well, many people in Malindi say that if McKenzie was released, then he'd very likely be harmed and or even killed by an angry crowd. It wouldn't even be safe for him to go on the street now because people are so angry, having learned about what he's widely suspected to have done, ordering or killing hundreds of his followers. There's also a great deal of frustration with the state for allowing this to happen, failing to stop it, particularly for when McKenzie was arrested in March this year and then released the following day. Prior to that, survivors say he had told his followers that the world would end in August this year and that they should starve first their children and then themselves to death to be able to go to heaven before the end of the world. After he was released in March, survivors say he then told his followers that the end of the world had come closer and it would end in the middle of April. And it's then, according to survivors, that hundreds of people apparently died in the following weeks before McKenzie was finally detained. So relatives of some of those people who died say this could easily have been prevented if only he'd been jailed at an earlier stage. People were told to starve their children to death. Survivors say if they didn't die on time, they were suffocated or hit on the head with blunt objects. McKenzie himself said, though, just last week when he was entering the court, he denied that he'd ordered his people to starve themselves to death.
Malcolm Webb reporting from Nairobi. Thank you very much.